And it was a river flowing. A river. The water was coming up to the windows. Did y'all see it? So the engineers went in there and disconnected the exhaust and made it come out the top of the hood. Watch this now. Watch. I tell you, mira, nombre, Jesús estaba ahí. Now watch. The floodwaters are rising. There's some things you've got to adjust. And if you don't adjust to the rising waters, you're going to drown in the midst of the blessing. Because it's going to snuff you out and cause you to stall out. But you see, the truck was weighed down. It wasn't just one trying to get away. It wasn't just one family trying to get away. It was a whole bunch of families. Oh, you ain't hearing this right. You see, the enemy may be throwing things at you. But God has made a way for you to get to the other side. Getting to the other side is not just for you, it's for others. You have got to have some folks on your back to carry to the other side. But if you don't carry them to the other side, if you try to do it on your own, you'd have been swept away because the weight wasn't on you. We need the weightiness of God upon our shoulders. We need the glory of God to be weighted down on us. When the weight of his glory rides on you, it is for someone else other than you. It's for somebody that's connected to you. If they would just lock arms, grab on, and say, let's get to the other side. Because it ain't just about me. Let's get going. Come on, man. Come on. Let's get to the other side. My. We could look at something that looks like there's no way. There's no way out. There's no way to cross over. He says that ain't for you alone. I need you to get a few folks. Get a few folks, John. Get a few folks. Come on. Does someone want to get a hold of this, or are you going to stay on the other side? You going to stay on the other side? Oh, look at here. You see y'all feeling it now. Oh, hold on now. We might just mess up all these chairs in here. We ain't going to try to be just kind of, y'all better hold on. Something's about to happen. Come on, man. Something's about to happen. You better hold on. Because whatever's been holding you back, whatever's been trying to keep you on one side, we got to get weighted down with the glory of God. And when you get on the back of someone that is going somewhere, then you got an understanding. It wasn't about you. It was about what God's plan was all along. See, this is what the church should look like. Empty the seats to get the folks on the other side. You understand? This ain't no more church. We ain't having it the way everybody else says to have it. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to rock and roll all the way across to the other side. Now lift up and shout unto the Lord. I believe. I'm crossing over. What you said? feel my helper. I feel my helper. Lord. Oh, Lord. You in the house, Lord. You're in the house. You're here on purpose because we came on purpose. We didn't come to have just another service to tickle your ears. We didn't come just to give you 3 points and tell you you're going to be blessed. We're here to tell you you're too blessed to be stressed. You're too blessed to be stressed. What the enemy has meant for evil, God is turning it for your good. Come on now. Look at here, look at here. You see, back in the day, I used to get up on some bars. I got the next round. I got the next round. Oh, Lord. Brother got the next round. Brother got the next round. But when it comes to a new kingdom, when it comes to my freedom, I can't let religiosity come in and tell me, don't act like a fool. Lord, Lord, let me tell you, when God came into the entry, the triumphal entry, he didn't use a horse. He didn't use an ox. He didn't use no chariot. He used an ass that had not been ridden and not been trained. He said, when I get you to the other side, don't get yourself all wrapped up in religiosity. Don't get yourself wrapped up in legalism. What I tell you you can do, you can do. If I tell you to act like a wild man, then I want you to act like Jay Hill. Because then they're going to say, hey, that looks like Jay Hill. How do you know? Because he rides like a madman. How does the enemy see you? How does the enemy see you? Does he see you just passive? Does he see you so holy? Does he see you so judgmental? Or does he see you like a madman? See, I'm going to a place higher than I've ever been. And when I get up higher, I'm going to look back and say, Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. It didn't take anybody else to tell me, Marty, you can't do that because it's not scriptural. You can't do that because you didn't go to seminary school. You can't do that because you didn't come up through the rankings, through the board system. I don't come through the board system, all right. I've been so bored in the church system, I said I got to come to a place that can touch my very soul. They can come in and say, Marty, I need you to climb up. And I need you to just keep clawing your way to the top. Because guess what's going to happen? When you get to the top, I'm going to speak something to you. That when you get what I tell you, you're going to go right back down the valley and go help the folk out. I've been white. Go ahead, son. Blow it, blow it, son. Blow it. Come on, come on. See, when the trumpet sounds, it brings a people from afar to come to a place. But if you don't hear the sound, you're going to miss your blessing. But when you hear the sound, watch this. Jubilee is not dictated by a calendar.
The calendar is so messed up. People don't just add another day or add a couple of hours because we just don't know. You know what? Just going to fall backwards or spring forward. Because we just don't know. We're going to try to get things in order. God says everything that I do is in order anyhow. Quit messing with the things that I already called good. But when I sound the trumpet, when I sound the trumpet, those that have ears, let them hear. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. No. You're not speaking. I just want you to blow. Blow. Do you hear the sound of your new season? Do you hear the sound of your jubilee? Your sound of jubilee says that everything that has been on you that had you bound is broken and looses you. You're no longer slaves, but you're free. Your land, your promises are restored back to you. Woo! And your family is restored. Your family is restored. He calls the people from afar. And when they hear the sound, they come back to their hometown. That, oh my God, even the taskmaster has to loose you and give you everything that you have lost. Everything that has been taken away is restored back to you. So I want you to look back where you were at and say, I'm not there anymore. I heard a sound. It's my sound of jubilee. I'm getting back to my place. I'm getting back to the former glory. I'm getting back to what God said I could have. Everything that He's promised me is yea and amen. Say it with me now, yea and amen. Yea and amen. It's coming back to you. It's coming back to you. Says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a tent. It's no longer in a place that can be shut in. It's no longer in a place that keeps you separated from Him. The glory doesn't come in. The glory abides in you. There's something that has come against you that has been keeping you so restricted that you feel I just can't get past this. That is the very catalyst that is about to release the glory in you. If you've been going through something that's been a little bit too hard, it's about to press you on every side. It's about to release the glory in your life. Come on now, come on now, come on. All right, you'll be seated because y'all going to keep me going. I just. Because if y'all keep doing that, we'll be here till tomorrow.
away.
Glory. I told some folks something about to happen. Something about to happen. Then the rain got me locked up yesterday at home. I said, oh, I may be locked up in the inner room, but I had some time to feel some things going on in my spirit. And the Lord says, I want you to tell them that my glory cannot be held back. My glory cannot be contained in a place of the old. My glory has to be displayed in the new. My. Come on, get your Bibles real quick. I'm going to try to mount this thing, and then I'm going to try to dismount at the same time. And when I dismount, oh, my God, we don't know what's about to happen in here. See, if you're visiting for the first time, church ain't like this all the time. Some of you say, oh, really? Why not? I don't know. Maybe it's the folks in here that don't want the glory. But now that it's been like this the past couple of weeks, some of y'all are hungry for the glory. See, if you're hungry for the glory, and if you ask your father for bread, he ain't going to give you no stone. He going to give you what you ask for, as long as it lines up with his word. See, we are in that place where you can ask daddy, Abba, I want to feel more of you to release for others, my God, today. He says that if you ask the right thing, I will do the right thing. The glory abides and rides with you. Quietly and loudly. Exodus 40. Watch this. I'm going to try to mount this. Exodus 40, verse 34 through 35 of the NIV. It reads this wise. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Okay, watch this. This is where we get all messed up in church. This is how we get all messed up. We try to go the old route. We try to make it happen the old way. We try to make it happen like everybody else says it has to happen. See, watch this. Oh, Lord. See, we get some folks that get, I preach out in the Old Testament. Well, amen, I like it too. But that don't mean it stops there. It was only symbolism of Christ in the old revealed in the new. See, back then, Christ hadn't been revealed as the hope of glory. They only knew God in definition by their ancestors. Oh, hold up. Hold up now. How my grandma and my mama used to get God ain't the way I get God. See, back in the day, grandma used to take me on the bus just to get to San Fernando Cathedral. I was a little kid back in the day, little snot coming everywhere, just little, you know, chunky. Well, okay. So I would get to church, and I would always get pinched because I couldn't sit still. Thank God mama didn't take me no doctor, because they would say, you have ADHD, ADD, whatever. You know what? I can add, I can subtract, I can do all of that. I was just bored. You get just bored if there ain't, well, if there ain't life. If you get around some dead folks, are they going to get you excited? But if you get around someone that's got fire, you get around someone that's got life. Someone that has zeal. You get around somebody like that, it's contagious. But when you get to a place that everybody is just so covered up in their veils. I said, Lord, you know me as a little kid, memo. And she, what? What's that on your face? You with me, Chris? You know Chris, right, Lionel? Y'all were there. She took you to church, too. I know. We used to get in trouble all the time. My cousins. Talking about my grandmother, their grandmother. She used to wear this black veil. Sit down in church, and you couldn't say a word. So I would eat everything in her purse. See, y'all remember those little mints? The Sin Sin? Just reminiscing, going back in the day. Watch this. Because I done made it to a whole different level. But I can look back over my past and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that I'm not there no more. But while I was there, there was something just influencing me. It was saying, don't stick around in dead situations. Don't stick around with things that are unclean. Oh, watch this. Y'all think I'm talking about the Catholic Church. No, I'm not. I'm talking about some folks who say that the unclean can't be in your presence. But I look in the New Testament. Not the old, because the old said, the Levitical priesthood said, if you had any type of disease, you were marked unclean. Matter of fact, if you had leprosy, it says you couldn't be in the city. You had to go to another village. Hello? What village is going to accept you? You had to create your own village. I'm trying. But see, we go through life thinking that the only place that we can find healing is in church. The only place that we can find prayer is in church. The only place we're going to see the glory displayed is in church. No. See, when Jesus came in, he says, wait a minute now. That's back in the old days. They didn't have Jesus. Some of y'all, I know you scholars in here say, oh yeah, they did. They had Jesus. No, they had symbolisms and understanding that the lamb that had not been slain yet had not come for the propitiation of the sin yet. So they had to do some things ritually to get that thing taken off of them. You understand? They had to wait once a year to take sacrifices for the sin to be wiped away. But you see, nothing is as perfect as Jesus. I don't care what kind of lamb you bring, there is always something that's messed up with that lamb. But the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world came with no blemish. But we still stuck in telling people they got blemishes. We still stuck telling them, oh, you got some sin in your life, trying to put leprosy back on you, trying to put leprosy on you and trying to get you out the camp, make you have to go create your own village. See, for too long the church has kept people out of his glory and made them feel you can't be used of God because you have sin in your life. Well, let's go back to your Old Testament thinking. Who was selected to be the mouthpiece in the Old Testament? The very one that God used was a murderer. The one that said no to God. Not me. Some of y'all may have a history of being locked up. Somebody may have a case on them. But that case is not here to disqualify you. It only qualifies you to minister to folks that got a case. Someone about to catch a case. You're able to tell them something about how good God is. But you see, we get caught up in the old and we can never move into a new. The glory, Christ himself, is not a visitation. Christ is the habitation. Walk in the architecture of your temple. He is occupying his new temple, which is you. He created you. He formed you. He made you in his image. Now, we don't have to go through all the ceremonial things. We don't have to bring. Thank God you ain't bringing no lamb in here. You want to slaughter that lamb? You cleaning it up. You cook it. I eat it. Shoo. Trying to go through all that stuff. How can we want to use some of the old? Start judging folk. Tell them they're unclean. But I go ahead and transfer over from the old into the new. I get over to the other side. And when I get to the other side, I looked at. He says, whatever's on you, I've come in to take it off of you. And whatever they said is unclean, I've come to make it clean. I've come to be the new hope of glory in your life. Colossians 1:27. Watch this. Colossians 1, verse 27. This is out of the New American Standard Bible. To whom God willed to make known what is riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is the mystery? Which is Christ in you. Hold up now. That's a mystery to the Gentiles. Who's the Gentiles? The ones that did not know. So every time you go out and want to go minister to folk, don't go in there and tell them that they got sin in their life, the devil's in you. Oh, you the devil. You the devil. The devil is in you. See, I know because someone reached out to me. Somebody loved me when I didn't love myself. When I didn't want to live and I was trying to take my own life. When I was in that bar, up on the bar top, acting a fool. Someone inside of me, back when I was a little kid, when grandma said, you need to know something, son. You were called in your mama's belly. You were called as a prophet. Am I telling the truth? Telling the truth. Before I ever came out of my mama's belly, she heard me cry. Before I ever came out, she heard me cry. My grandmother told her, that's a prophet. A prophet. Protect him. Keep him close to you. How many of you know some things that you sometimes you've been trying to keep close to you, but you got to let them go. Woo! You can try to keep them so close. Well, I ain't going to say it in here because some folks don't get mad because, you know, this would be religious folk in here. Mama used to keep me so close that my grandmother, leave him alone. Let him be a boy. Let him grow up. I'm going to say, I got to protect him. That's mijo. Don't even talk about my daddy. You want to see the relationship between me and my daddy? Look at the relationship between me and my son. Say something about my son. Peter's going to come out. Cut your tongue out. Forget the ear. David did it. Took the giant off, right? Cut the head off. Watch it. But he carried the head with him. Oh, y'all got something to say? Let me say it again. Say it again. Took it with him in his tent. See, some of y'all need to look back over your past victories. Keep them close to you. And say, when the devil comes back, oh, pick up the head. Say it again. If I did it once, I shall do it again. So, back then, getting in trouble by my grandmother in church, eating up all the candy, eating up all the gum, eating up everything I could eat. Don't pass the communion. I ate it all. You used to call me gordo, I mean fat. I don't know why. She'd always tell me, you're a prophet. As a little kid, we don't know none of that. Prophet, okay, Mama. Standing up on that bar top, getting ready to get thrown out of the club. Y'all looking at Pastor, been through some stuff. Been through. On that bar, and this young lady said, you're going to hurt yourself. What I heard, you're going to kill yourself. Because that was my mindset to do. I was going to kill myself. I turned around and looked at her. She was the bartender. I said, what'd you say? You're going to hurt yourself. I heard again. You're going to kill yourself. I'm not going to kill myself. She says, no, sir. I said, you're going to hurt yourself. Every time she would say it, I heard, you're going to kill yourself. Something inside of me was telling me. What is that something? It was someone. It was Christ, the hope of glory inside of me. Tell me, I've got plans for you, son. I got plans for you. I got plans that you have not even begun to walk in. I got plans for you. Not because I was out bent trying to go kill myself. I said, Lord, I don't understand what this is. I get back to mama. Because once she let me go, that's when God got a hold of me. When she let me go, I got back to mama once that small still voice spoke to me. I said, mama, watch this. Ooh, watch this. It's going to help somebody. Forgive me. Forgive me for my actions. Forgive me for treating you that way. Forgive me. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mama put her hands on me and prayed. And prayed. Prayed. And prayed. That's when the Lord began to show me, you have destiny. You have destiny. But if you got stuck in the old, people would have counted you out. They would have cast you out. And I said, Lord, I thank God I wasn't stuck in church. I thank you that in my mess, you came and found me. In my mess, in my road to destruction, you came and began construction. He came and found me in a dark place. In a place that church folk said, you can't go. Church folk, you can't go into no club. There's where the sinners are. They're unclean. You're going to be unclean. I don't find it anywhere in the New Testament that anything unclean changed you, the clean one. We get things so messed up because we're caught up in the old view of things. Sin keeps you from your promise. No, it doesn't. And this isn't your license, like if you needed it. If you're sinning, you're sinning without me telling you. Sin does not keep you from His grace, His love, and His mercy. Your lifestyle does not remove you from Him. Many people say, oh no, but if you ain't following after God, that you're going to miss it. Really? The Bible tells me that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Even when I knew not what I was doing, her prayers found me. Her prayers got a hold of me. Her prayer said, son, you can do what you want to do, but I've given you to God and He's going to invade your space. Brought me right back and brought me to my knees. I was once a leper. Cast out. But I came back. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm going to skip through a lot of this because I just feel the anointing. Luke 7. Watch this. Luke 7, 11 through 19. Luke 7, 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, watch this, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. What is that signifying to you? It wasn't a place on the map. It was somewhere in between. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. Watch this. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, watch this. And as they went, they were cleansed. Don't miss that. In other words, they weren't healed yet. Are you reading this with me? Are you on the, are you in the scriptures? Are you following along in the scripture? I hate electronics, right? Watch this. He says, go show yourself to the priests. Why? Why? What Jesus was doing is saying, I'm going to eradicate the old system. Because the priests in the Old Testament, the Levitical priesthood, you had to go before the priest. And if they found anything on you and declared you unclean, they would cast you out. Here's what he's saying. Oh, I know where this stems from. Now, go show yourself to the priest. They weren't healed yet. They weren't healed yet. Watch this. Their faith in the progression. Oh, somebody needs to hear this. Their faith that made them move to do what he said to do is what healed them along the way. How many of you have gotten a word from God and you haven't seen the result because you've been standing? You've been standing. I'm standing on your word. Your word said to go. And then along the way, they got healed. How many of you have heard the old saying, I'm standing on the Lord, waiting on the Lord? The church has been standing too long. Church has been waiting too long. Oh, we have to learn to tarry and wait. No, we don't. No, we don't. If he says go show, go show. Obey his command. So here goes, watch this. There's 10 of them walking. Can you imagine what they're saying? We're getting ready to walk in the city and go show ourselves to the priest. And if we, look, I still see. Wait a minute. Watch this. Do y'all know what leprosy does? Fingers fall off. Toes fall off. Everything starts falling. Are y'all hearing this? So that meant they're walking. And as they're walking, some stuff starts growing back. Now, can you imagine the one that had no toes? They don't know. I can't. Y'all, take your big toe off and you're going to fall. That's what keeps your balance. The big toe was starting to come back. And they were so used to like holding on to stuff. And all of a sudden, hey. What? Watch this. He said, hey, primo, mira, did you see my toe? And then primo had no fingers. And then he points to the toe. Look. They don't get this, do they, man? The toe comes back and the one that had no fingers. Where are you going? And then the one that didn't have no fingers points to the toe. Hey. So they start. He said to go to the priest. So let's go to the priest. Hallelujah. Goes to the priest and go show the priest. Look. Goes to the priest, and what is the priest going to do? Reinstitute them back to their family, back to their homes, back to their wealth, back where they needed to be all along. Can you imagine the family that was connected to the 10 that said, they out there, they're going to die now. Guess what? Leprosy wasn't contagious. The reason why they died is because they didn't have substance nor love. So because they were dying out there in the wilderness that was never named. Are you hearing this? In your wanderings, in a place of no name and a place with no love. In a place with no substance, along comes Jesus. Walking in a direction where he needs to go, and along the way finds you. Go show yourself to the priest. Watch this. What does the Bible say? That one of them returned all the way back to Jesus. And when he got to Jesus, fell to his feet. and began to worship him. Watch this. Read the scripture. Read the scripture. Watch what he says. Arise. Arise. Arise from your circumstance. Watch this. He fell down at his feet. At first, it says that at a distance, they cried, walking and doing what God said. Healing came. Now he comes back to Jesus and falls at his feet. Watch this. The goodness of God always brings you closer to him. The goodness of God brings you to him. Doesn't push you away. Brings you to him. Then he says, get up. Your faith has made you. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why did he get back to him and worship him at his feet? Because he realized he was healed. But what did Jesus say after he got to his feet? Arise. Your faith has made you whole. It's not just about your physical healing. It's about your spiritual understanding. It is about your soul being made whole with him, being in alignment with Christ. Watch what Jesus said. Was there not yet 10? What was he saying? I want my praise. I want my praise. I want my praise. I need someone to be thankful for what I've done. I need someone to be thankful for what I have done. Woo-wee. Folks are going to get loose in here. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Luke 7, verse 11 through 17. Proof that he wants his praise. Watch this. Luke 7, 11 through 17. This is out of the Message Bible. Luke 7, 11 through 17. If you have the Message Bible, I want you to read it out of the Message Bible. Because if you read it in any other version, you're not going to read this. You're going to say, Pastor, you're just making it up again because you always add words to the Bible. Because a lot of y'all say that. It's all right. It's all right. Luke 7, 11. That's what I said. Not long after that, Jesus went to the village of Nain. Y'all read that? You there? Of Nain. His disciples were with him along with quite a large crowd. As they approached the village gate, they met a funeral procession. Are y'all there? You there? Seven? Luke 7? Someone trying to get me off course. I bind that devil in the name of Jesus. I got lost too. But I found my way. Luke 7. Verse 11. We 7-Eleven open 24 hours. Come on now. We're going to get our Slurpee on here. Watch this. Not long after that, Jesus went to the village Nain. His disciples were with him and a large crowd with him. As they approached the village gate, they met a funeral procession. A woman's only son. Watch this now. We're going to help you, mama. Was being carried out for burial. Oh, Lord. And the mother was a widow. When Jesus saw her, his heart broke. He said to her, don't cry. Then he went over and touched the coffin. The pallbearer stopped. He said, young man, I tell you, get up.
Get up. Come on, hallelujah.
Get up. The dead son sat up and began talking. Oh, come on now. Y'all feeling me? Some folk put you in the coffin. Cast you out dead. And the one that gives life comes in and says, get up. Get up. Then Jesus presented him to his mother. Watch this. Verse 16 and 17. They all realized they were in a place of holy mystery. That God was at work among them. They were quietly worshipful. And then noisily grateful. Maybe we just read it again. They all realized they were in a place of holy mystery. What did I read to you at the beginning? The mystery is revealed to the Gentiles. What? Christ in you. Here's your mystery. They all realized they were in a place of holy mystery. Christ, the hope of glory. That God was at work among them. They were quietly worshipful and then noisily grateful, calling out among themselves, God is back, looking to the needs of his people. The news of Jesus spread all through the country. You can worship quietly, but there's some seasons in your life that you gotta praise loudly, because God is in the midst of doing good things for his people. They may be carrying you out, taking you to the funeral, but he is going to touch your coffin. He's going to change the things in your life. He's going to bring life to the dead things. He's going to
be healed and be made whole. I want you guys to keep it up. Up. Come this way.